It's time for a new album of the week here on Breakfast, and this time it's music royalty, Roseanne Cash, the American singer-songwriter, the eldest daughter of country music icon Johnny Cash. She's known for doing other songs, really, though now, for the first time in 8 years, she's released her first collection of original songs. It's called River and the Thread, that's the album name, and Paul Gough likes it a lot. Hello, Paul.
Oh, good morning, Fran.
What do you like about The River and the Thread?
I think firstly, it's a well-written album, a beautiful collection of songs, but the story behind it is really interesting. I mean, Roseanne Cash, in many ways, as you say, from musical royalty, has struggled, I think, with that aspect of her life and has run away from it in many ways. She grew up in the South, or was born in the South, but then spent a lot of time in California and Europe, and her musical touchstones were various other than country, and she's brought a lot of those different genres into the mix. But what actually happened was her father's death had a great effect on her. She wrote the album 8 years ago called Black Cadillac, and has been approached by a lot of wacky projects dealing with her father. But the University of Arkansas got to her and said, we want to restore your father's boyhood home. And in doing so, this reconnected to the past, to the South. And she went back there over a course of since 2011 and started writing tunes and met up with people that her father was connected with, the original bass player. And a lot of these songs are written no longer from this point of angst within her, but she's found the river, the Mississippi, which is the thread. It's in her life. She sings, there is a river that runs through me. And this is really, it's a strong album for that reason. It tells the tale of her grandmother who struggled picking cotton, raising seven children, whose middle name was Rivers, coincidentally. So there's this sense of her restoring herself, I think.
I remember a long time ago I saw a concert with Roseanne Cash, Lucinda Williams and Mary Jane Chapin, I think. It was a fantastic...
Mary Chapin Carpenter.
It was a fantastic concert, but she was definitely the dark presence on that stage, I thought.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to speak to her on the Inside Sleeve last week, and there is this... There's a definite change in her, I think. And I think this has been a very, I suggested a spiritual, but she said yes, certainly without being religious. There was this ability for her now to her children, to give her this connection back to the past. And so I think that's where you'll hear in the album. And the track I've chosen, The Sunken Lands, is the story of her grandmother struggling in the South.
Dust reveals the chill.
Great, Roseanne Cash. I love that, Paul.
It's fantastic. Written in collaboration with her husband, who basically played just about all the instruments. I said,
that's handy.
That's exactly what I said to her. There's some special guests on there too, Chris Christopherson, Tony Joe White and John Prine, amongst others. So it's a really strong album, I have to say.
Fantastic. And if you want to hear some of that interview that Paul did with Roseanne Cash last week on Inside Sleeve, we'll put some of it up on the Album of the Week website. Paul, thank you.
My pleasure.
Paul Gough, and Paul presents the Inside Sleeve every weekday afternoon at 3 o'clock right here on RN.